Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about things going away and whether or not it can be accepted at face value and whether or not it's a hopeful sign. And we will talk about movies, and you'll get a little bit of trivia about a movie that I think a lot of people have seen. If you've missed the news, up there in Memphis, they have decided to get rid of the Scorpion team. This is the team that was responsible. And I've had a lot of people ask if I thought that was in good faith. No, no, definitely not. Don't. No, I do not believe it's in good faith. They're talking about disbanding the team permanently. Yeah, that's fine. I haven't heard a disavowal of the strategy behind it. You know, the idea of creating a plainclothes force within a force that has a whole lot of leeway and a very vague mission that, you know, kind of does what it wants to via saturation and Wolfpack type stuff. Haven't heard a disavowal of that. I mean, let's be real. When you have 12% of... that's a coincidence. It really is 13 to 12%. Of the officers on that team that are currently in cuffs. Wow. You kind of have to get rid of the team. You have a scheduling issue. But I haven't heard a disavowal of that strategy. Even though Crump, the family's attorney, by the way, if you're concerned, they are in very good hands, he's asked for that. And it seems like he keeps getting more and more information about other things that the team has done. Closing it down? Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. But you have to disavow the strategy. When the Scorpion program first started up there, Memphis PD was putting out press releases talking about how much money and cars they had seized. Stuff like that. That's what the department gets out of it. What's the community get out of it? Tragedy. Tragedy. What's the American people get out of it? Movies. TV shows. Movies and TV shows. We get Training Day. We get Training Day. Denzel Washington mimicked the style of Officer Rafael Perez to make his cop more authentic. Perez was part of the crash team out there, not Scorpion. Different acronym. And there are some people who think that the vehicle plate, ORP-967, in the movie, is a reference to Officer Rafael Perez, who was born, incidentally, in 1967. Perez was a pretty big figure in the Rampart scandal. What's the Rampart scandal? The Shield, Vic Mackey, that show. Yeah. The fact that these type of teams lead to problems, it's not a secret. It's a trope. It's a movie trope. First one I can think of that is loosely based on...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On real events is Extreme Justice. It had Lou Diamond Phillips in it. That's how long this has been going on. Hollywood figured it out. Hollywood understands what happens when you provide that much unchecked authority. I guess police departments are just slower to learn this fact. Another interesting thing about Perez when it comes to all of those allegations that Crump keeps finding about, Perez flipped. He cooperated. And I want to say, flipped on more than 50 cops. I really hope that during the move, after closing down the Scorpion team, I really hope the records aren't lost. I have a feeling that some people may want to look at those in the future. The idea of these type of teams, it's been around for a really long time, and there are all types of things that have entered popular culture that are based on real events that you would know. Teams like this lead to problems. Do I believe it's in good faith when they're not disavowing that strategy? No. They knew it was a Scorpion when they picked it up. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.